The School of Magic, Book 2. The Return of Rathalorn. Written by Dave Luckett and read by Stanley McGay. Rathalorn, once a high elf of Silverwood, looked out across the fairground and shuddered. It was noisy, dusty, smelly, and crowded with humans. Many of them were eating sausages and buns. Those things were disgusting, like all human food, but not half so disgusting as the name of that horrid, sweet, fluffy stuff that they ate off sticks. Fairy floss. Rathalorn was from a fairy. The idea that you could give that name to something made from sugar dyed pink was simply revolting. But he had to put up with it. There was no choice at all. Rathalorn wasn't here in the human world because he wanted to be. It wasn't all bad, mind you. He was finding that there were some things about it he quite liked. It was so good to actually be clever at something, for instance. His family had always considered him a dunce. He wasn't forced to be at this fair. He was here for his own reasons. He didn't need to stoop to telling fortunes at fairgrounds anymore. He'd given up working the fairs long ago, as soon as he'd made his first a big payoff. These days he had many wealthy customers for his horoscopes and his crystal readings. He'd made a lot of money, once he'd realized how stupid humans really are, and he'd done it in only a year. A year. A human year. Not a long time by fairy standards, but an eternity in the human world. It was enough time to get thoroughly dirty, enough time to get it into his skin and under it, so that he'd never feel clean again. They'd exiled him to hear from fairy. The Council of Mages had found him guilty. Guilty of what? Of trying to put that jumped-up little commoner Tipkins in his place. Him and his human charges, that boy Alan Plogg with his gift of truth-telling. And the girl who could give anything to anyone. Dink, she called herself. It was those three who had been the cause of his downfall and his exile. At the trial before the Council of Mages, the girl had given Plogg's gift to Rathalorn, and Rathalorn had found himself unable to do anything but tell the exact truth. It had all sounded terribly black when he told it, too. Yes, he'd tried to banish Tipkins and his students to a stone world, only Tipkins had managed to find his way back. But it was no worse than what any of those po-faced high mages who sat in judgment would have done if they'd been in his place. Jumped-up little busybody Tipkins, always prying into the affairs of his betters. Anybody would have wanted to get rid of him for good. Rathalorn had been doing them a favour, really. And Rathalorn's family, those oh-so-high elves of Silverwood, had stood back and let the Council of Mages take away his powers and exile him. For that, they would pay, all of them. And the payback might start here, on the fairgrounds of the human world.